the Wisconsin Lutheran College, and Jim is our first reader.
All right. The Wisconsin Lutheran College is primarily a concert program. Whoops. Turn the page, Jim. Sorry about that. This is the concert series started by Wisconsin Lutheran College, which is in the western portion of Milwaukee. It considers itself a neighborhood program, primarily for campus and neighborhood. As a matter of fact, the mission indicates that they provide a diverse range of arts experiences for the purpose of engaging our campus community as well as our surrounding community of neighbors. So they do indicate that they have a commitment to quality and excellence. They also indicate that the neighborhood is changing and that they are in the process of and that they are trying to adapt their program to the change in the neighborhood. They are maintaining a quality evening program despite reduction in support from the college, and the reduction in support from the college is as a result of the fact that the college itself is having some financial issues. They are reacting to this program or to the development, this financial stress, by relying more on Milwaukee area performers, particularly a couple of programs put together by one of the very fine performers in the area, a guy by the name of Stas Venglevski. He's doing both a spring and a fall program for them. With different partners, with different kinds of music. They have recently eliminated their school time performances, but replaced them with a masterclass program. And that masterclass program includes not only students from the college, but also students from the surrounding high schools, which I think is a positive thing. They have a qualified, experienced staff. However, with the retirement of their 20-year their founding director, the director's position was eliminated, and his former assistant succeeded to a general management position. They are in the process of trying to figure out a way to back her up in a variety of ways. One of the interesting things that I thought that they developed is they have reorganized the things that the university staff does and the things that the concert staff does. It used to be that the university did marketing and the concert staff did fundraising. They have flipped those two things, which I think is a very healthy sign. That is that the concert staff will be in charge of the marketing, and that the university development office will help with fundraising and sponsorship. That's a positive reaction to a difficult situation. The program is not self-supporting, and the university makes up the difference. It's interesting that in each of the 3 years we saw that the in-kind donations are approximately the same as the small annual deficit, the $1,000 annual deficit. The program views itself largely, as I said, as a neighborhood and campus program rather than Milwaukee as a whole. They are making efforts to overcome what they perceive as a problem with attracting new audiences, and that is that because the events take place at a Christian college, they must in fact be Christian acts. That's not the case. They program a wide variety of activity, and they're working to overcome that stigma. Their annual audience survey looks very sophisticated. I'm wondering if they are making efforts to determine the attitudes and thoughts of those in the primary market area who do not yet attend, perhaps in conjunction with a marketing class or with a local business or the hotel that clearly supports their program. They have an excellent cost-effective marketing plan that targets the low-hanging fruit, if you will, those people who are already attending the Milwaukee Symphony and the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center for the Arts, that is, people in their vicinity who would be likely to think that their events are something they want to see. That's it.
Thank you. That's
think, you know, he summarized that very well. I had a lot of the, again, same comments. The only, I guess, concern I have is, yes, there's that relationship between the college and the concert. I just don't know that they're going to be able to fully overcome that portion. I kind of wondered, I must have missed it in it, because I understood that there was the fundraising portion of it and the ticket sales and that the university was offsetting some costs, but I was wondering, how is it, and is this a long-term, with the college staff, from a philanthropic standpoint, is it going to be their priority to fundraise for this area long-term?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
So, yeah, I didn't think this was necessarily the strongest task, and I questioned the community impact.
Beth, Bonnie, any comments?
I too had similar questions. I mean, I really wanted to see how they're involving the wider community in their plan, and I'm wondering if the decline in contributed revenue is reflective of the programming changes, or I just wasn't sure.
It's also possible that it's because of the departure of the 20-year executive director who was primarily responsible for fundraising.
Right.
Yeah. That's a problem.